Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Know-How is brought to you by Carbonite. Automatically and continually back up your computer files to the cloud wherever your computer is connected to the internet for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Know-How to get 2 bonus months with purchase.
Did you know you can have a full PC in your pocket already?
Oh, today you'll know how to turn your phone into a desktop computer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Know How, where we show how to do things. I, as Actar,
leader. Howdy.
Boy, howdy. I just came in off the Ponderosa to learn how to turn my smartphone into a desktop computer.
That's what the plan is. But this is a thing I've been wanting to do for such a long time. I'm going to take you back into history here. Back when I was in college, this was my handspring visor.
Oh, the visor.
Not only did I have the visor, but
it was the Palm OS.
That's right.
It looked like a palm. But it had springboard modules.
Springboard modules on the back. This thing could become a phone if you wanted to. And what I would do is I would sync up my email with this. And when I go to my dorm room, I take my computer, sync up my email, and then I take my stowaway keyboard.
Oh, no.
I'm not even kidding. I would take
no.
my keyboard.
Yeah, and dock
I would,
it.
I would sit there as I would dock this and feverishly write out my replies to my emails and
I
things.
I think we're kind of still in the same boat.
It's kind of like this.
Boat.
I mean, this was what I used
so
to do.
It's not so very different
you
from
that. You can see that this is the thing I used to do all the time. Anyway, I loved doing
Did
that.
Did you not own a computer?
I had a computer. But the thing is, we didn't have Wi-Fi then. And this didn't have an Ethernet port. So this is how I was such a nerd that I loved having this idea of, like, I can have my PC on me, sort of.
You wanted wireless. And that mobile is really the key. This was an early mobile solution.
And then at some time around, was it 2004? The OQ-01. This thing came out. I was super excited.
OQ-01.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. I showed it on Live with Regis and Kelly and never saw it again.
It was a full
that was it.
Windows XP machine that cost something.
Look how much it was. $2,000.
Like $2,000, okay? And it had a stylus. It had, like, a two-hour battery life. Awesome.
You know why you needed a stylus? Those keys were this big.
It was regular XP, and they were tiny targets.
Crazy.
And the idea was you'd dock it, and you could have a full-fledged computer. I was super psyched about that. Went nowhere.
You didn't buy one, did you?
No.
Good,
I couldn't afford. $2,000 for 2 hours of battery life?
I'm not sure they ever came out, even. I mean, they had prototypes, but did they really ever
release? That came out, and then there was a Model 2
that came out.
That was a little cleaner. I believe the company was founded by Palm and Apple people, and that's why it looked so beautiful but had very little practicality. Then the UMPC showed up.
Right.
I love
Ultra Mobile PCs.
Project.
Another flop category.
Project Origami, there it is.
There it
Split
is.
Keyboard, you had a monitor in the middle. I loved this. I went to a computer show. I got to try these things out, and I was, this
you
is going to be great,
You didn't buy one
too.
Of those, did you?
No, because they were expensive, and they also had 2 hours of battery life.
And the real problem with all of these technologies, it was so early, the processors on those were just really underpowered.
Then came the iPhone. Now, I wrote a piece way back in 2007. I used to be a writer. This is
PC Magazine.
This is actually for the Apple blog.
Oh, giggle.
It says, don't tell anybody the iPhone is actually a UMPC. Now, this is back before there was an app store, and I thought this was actually the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It actually is a computer that you keep on you. And I got a story about this. Paul Thurrott, back then, wrote a response to me on his own post.
Saying, I as you ignorant slut.
Saying it's not a UMPC because it doesn't have a USB port. It's more like an entertainment device. And I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I don't even know this guy. And I actually got to talk to him once I got to meet him. I'm like, Paul, what were you thinking?
Well, because he's kind of got a point.
Oh, yeah.
Without any I.O., it's kind of a sealed device.
And then, finally, we get this thing. We have MHL that allows us on our Android phones to attach our Android phones, some of them, to a television.
So really, Paul was right. It was that port that was missing. And now, Apple doesn't do this, but this MHL port, which looks like the micro USB port,
mm-hmm.
it is a micro USB port, except it can do more. What is MHL?
Now, the way it works is you have an MHL port on your phone.
The same port you're charging with. It's a micro USB connector.
Exactly.
But what makes it different?
Now, what makes it different is that it has the capability of sending video out with audio without the need of a separate video card or anything else. So if you had like a USB monitor, what you would have normally is there's basically a video card in that USB device.
Right.
But in this case, we're using an MHL device.
Now, and this is HDMI out of the USB port.
It will be HDMI with an adapter. Now, if we go back to that little video, you need a cable, you need an MHL-enabled device. There's a list available at we'll have a show note link to this, and it can go to your TV very easily.
Now, one caveat. Not every phone has an MHL port. You have to look to see if your phone supports this.
That's right. And the thing is, there's a huge list of these things up there, so you should double-check this. MHL is a standard, and it might be one of the millions of acronyms you see on your phone's box. If you see this right here, we start scrolling up. You'll see the list of MHL-ready phones, the Note, the S2, the 4G Touch, the Express, pretty much major Samsung phones, major HTC phones.
All the late model phones have this. My HTC One does. The Samsung Galaxy S4 does.
LG. So we've got all of that. And so before we actually put this together to show you how to put this.
You can't look at it, right? You can't tell it's MHL just by looking at it. It looks like a micro USB port.
The thing is,
how it's wired.
When Karsten told me that he could get video out of his S3,
you laughed. You mocked him.
I was looking at it. I'm like, how?
Right.
There's no HDMI port in this.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of people even realize that micro USB port is more than that.
Now, let me ask you, because there's another thing that Samsung talks about, USB to go, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the same? And it's also coming out of that port. Is that the same standard, or is it yet another standard supported by the same port?
As far as I can tell, some devices can do both at the same time,
right.
USB to go, which would allow you to hook up a keyboard, a mouse, a hard drive, something like that. Or it'll do MHL. And as far as I know with the S3, I think it does one or the other. It doesn't
one
do both at the same
Got
time.
It. Okay.
No,
that makes sense.
90% sure on
so
that.
Reason that's important is because you might want to use a keyboard directly with your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to getting video out of it.
Well, we're going to show you how to do that in a minute. But
all
before
right.
we do that, let's thank Carbonite, because Carbonite's here. We love it.
Yeah, we have an advertiser on the show, so we want to celebrate that.
Woo-hoo! 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 And by the hat, I throw it in the air.
Woo-hoo! So our advertiser is they're going to say, well, if they're that happy, we must have done
something.
They
must go away.
You got to back up your data. You know that. Mm-hmm. There's something on your hard drive. Even if it's your smartphone, there's something on it that you want. We just did taxes. I bet your tax forms are on there. Maybe you've got financial records, emails. Perhaps you've got pictures, weddings, babies. I know that Jason Hell right about now has a lot of pictures on his smartphone that he doesn't want to lose. Carbonite is the solution. Carbonite is the kind of backup you want. It's automatic, so you don't have to remember to do it. It's continuous. Whenever you're connected, whenever your computer is online, it's backing up to the Carbonite cloud, and that's the third part. It's off-site. So if there's a real disaster, a fire, a flood, your house falls over, somebody breaks in and steals everything, you're not losing the most important thing about your computer, which is the data that's on it. You can always get another computer, but you may not be able to get another baby picture, that beautiful picture that you have. So if you're not backing up, or if you're not backing up right, you want to take a look at Carbonite. Now, here's the beauty of this. It's less than $59. It's $59 a year, less than $5 a month. A month for your entire computer, everything on it. They also have plans, as you can see, for small businesses, for external drives. There are a number of different plans, but they're all the same in one respect. One low, flat rate for unlimited backup. $59 per year. Now, Mac or PC, I want you to try it free for 2 weeks. You do have to have a high-speed internet connection. Once you install Carbonite on your Mac or PC, it'll start backing up. In that first 2 weeks, in almost every case, it'll be able to make a full set of backup files. And then any changes that you make to any file are automatically, instantaneously backed up. It's really good for a laptop. Laptops get lost all the time. You really want to. I don't let a laptop get out of the house without Carbonite on it. So check it out. 2 weeks free. You don't need to give them a credit card. Just use our special code, KNOWHOW, one word, at Carbonite.com. Now, if you do that and you decide to buy after that two-week trial, you'll get 14 months for the price of 12, an extra 2 months free. Carbonite online backup. Use the offer code KNOWHOW to try it free. I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, since our audience is the one that usually fixes everybody else's computers, Mother's Day is coming up.
Share this with Mom.
Go and install Carbonite.
Yeah,
buy that for her. Put it on there.
Mom
pictures
came over,
get lost.
She said, "Darling, I don't have Carbonite. Should I have Carbonite?" I said, "Mom, you have Carbonite. You just don't know it." Because what's cool about it is it just happens. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything about it. I often put it on the computers for family members that don't know anything about computing because they don't have to know anything. And then when they do call me, as they inevitably do, I lost the computer, I lost the hard drive. I say, "Don't worry. It's all backed up on Carbonite." Anyway, thank you for supporting Know How. So we've got a smartphone here. This is a Samsung Galaxy S3.
We have a Galaxy S3 here. And one of the things about Samsung with the S3, I'm going to show this extra adapter here. Now,
so you have to get this extra cable.
Now,
this is an MHL cable.
Samsung, what they did was they decided to change the pin configuration of the output on their Galaxy S3. Now, what you have to do is either buy Samsung's proprietary adapter or a little converter like this that switches the pin configuration. This is about $10 for mono price. And what I'm doing is I'm going to attach this to my S3.
What's on the other end of that?
This is actually the normal version of
MHL. So that's converting it to standard MHL, which looks just like a micro USB.
It looks like micro HD. It looks like MHL. It looks like micro USB.
Right.
And there's a huge controversy about this because Samsung didn't have to do this.
They wanted to sell their own cables.
MHL is a standard, and you will see that, like I said, you'll see the acronyms on the box, but one of the things is the connector itself is not standardized. So Samsung said, we don't care.
Oh, there's no standard.
There's a standard for the output of video, but not the connector.
Okay.
So the between...
So you can't really blame Samsung. It's not like they violated a standard. There is no standard.
There's a standard for getting the video out, but
there's
not...
an understood standard, and they should have done it.
Not the connector.
Yeah.
So they decided to do that. And what I paired that with is this.
This is also from Monoprice?
This is from Monoprice. This is an MHL to HDMI adapter.
So if I were to use that with my HTC One, again, you just plug it into the micro USB port, because HTC is doing it standard, I wouldn't need any special adapter.
That's correct.
And what do I get on the other end?
Now, on the other end, we have HDMI out, and we have a USB port, because you need to power this device with your charger.
Oh, that's interesting. So it doesn't work all by itself.
No, you should definitely power it. Also, it will charge your phone as you're doing this. So I got this adapter just because in case I get a one later on, I can still use this piece.
So you could buy the Samsung device and it wouldn't have to buy a separate piece.
Right. So I'm attaching the MHL to
it. Would only work with a Samsung.
Well, yeah, this one piece is only for my Samsung.
Right.
This piece is for anything that uses MHL.
Right.
So now I'm going to connect the HDMI cable. And we're going to connect our power to the back.
So that is just a standard, what voltage or amperage or wattage,
This is just a standard one that comes with your phone. I think it's like 0.5 amps just attached to
it. There must be a minimum. But,
yeah.
So that's plugged into the wall. That's the wall wart. And it's probably...
Yeah, it's 5 volts.
5 volts how many amps? You read that?
0.15 amps.
Oh, that's pretty big. I don't know if you need something that big.
It's the one that came with my phone, so I'm just using that one. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch
That's 7.5 watts. You probably don't need that much.
I'm going to switch the input of this television back here to show you how this is going to look. So I'm going to input HDMI 2.
Somebody's asking, can I use my regular USB cable that comes with a Samsung phone to do this? No.
No.
You need a special cable.
You need a special cable for this because that's the way Samsung bothered to do it. Now, right now, we're not seeing it in the back. Now, I've seen this happen on this TV and this TV only. Every other test I've done works fine. Now I actually have to go in the back on this TV.
What do you have to change there, Iaz?
All I got to do is disconnect the HDMI cable and put it back in, which is strange.
Oh, it's just replug.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, this isn't unusual because you're sending an oddball resolution probably to the TV. The TV doesn't sense it. It's going to sense it. As soon as you plug in the HDMI cable, it's going to say...
Well, the weird thing is...
Hello, nice!
The weird thing is...
There it is.
This is my screen.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa! That's the actual... Android screen.
That's right.
It looks great.
Now it's mirroring our display, and like I said, when I was doing this another test, not an issue. So what I've
done
here.
That's amazing.
Now, if you have a standard version of Android...
Can I try it with my phone?
In just a minute. It might not look exactly the same.
I want to see if it works.
I'm using the Nova Launcher because the Nova Launcher app allows me to have a horizontal home screen.
You need to have a landscape mode. Huh?
Right. You can reposition your phone and you'll have this tiny sliver of video
Guess what? I use Nova Launcher also.
So we've got that.
I love Nova Launcher.
It's in one of the settings that you have to allow it to switch to landscape or rotate your home screen.
I'll turn that on here.
Free application, and if you've got a Samsung Galaxy S3 or anything with TouchWiz, Nova's a lot cleaner. So
Nova's great. I didn't like the HTC Sense either, so I just put Nova on here. Really nice launcher, but other launchers will let you do this too. So again, you want to be able to put the launcher in landscape mode.
That's right. So you're going to let it rotate. So that's why we've got a screen like this. This is one of my home screens. I've got a Twitter widget and things. And if you can see this, I'm moving a cursor around because I've already paired this with a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse because this device can handle multiple Bluetooth devices.
What?
So I'm going to use this Apple keyboard, and I'll explain why in a minute. So I'm going to go into...
So you just pair that, as you would any other Bluetooth device to your phone.
Right. I want to show off something. What's the most computing-like experience? I want to do word processing because what else would I do on the go? I'm going to go to my Google Drive over here. I'm going to launch that. You see my new document of awesomeness, as I've titled it. So we're going to wait for that to launch.
This is really like a regular computer. Now, this screen is 1080p. Mm-hmm. So this would actually be on an HDMI cable with a high-def screen. This would look pretty good. This looks fabulous.
So right now I'm testing
this is an S3.
I'm testing out a Bluetooth keyboard here. And now you might notice that this keyboard is on screen at the same time. There's another application I suggest getting, something called Null Keyboard. Let me go find that in my settings. Null Input Keyboard. And what it lets you do is it'll get rid of that on-screen keyboard. You don't need to have that on
your screen. Oh, yeah, I don't want that. So effectively, that's a keyboard you install that's no keyboard at all.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna go got it.
Language,
you don't have to see the on-screen
language
keyboard.
Language and input, so I've got my...
Because Android's not set up to assume that you're going to use a Bluetooth keyboard. It just, unlike an iPad, for instance, which will hide the keyboard when you use a Bluetooth keyboard, this phone says, yeah, nobody's going to use a real keyboard.
So what I'm doing is I've got Command Tab. So if you're using an Android Bluetooth keyboard or a regular keyboard, there's going to be a command option. You can Command Tab, and this looks familiar, right? It's your task switcher.
Wow.
I'm going to go into our document here. That's an email. I'm filling in for Windows Weekly next week, apparently. Let's change that to this.
Yeah, that's it. Did they send you that email?
I just got that email.
Good,
so
yeah.
Let me get my,
if you could, that'd be great.
I plan to.
Yeah.
So here we go. We got this keyboard. You can see that the on-screen keyboard is there for now, but it does go away after a certain amount of time. What I found, though, in our studio, this is an Android-specific keyboard right here. This thing costs about $20 from Amazon.
Cheap.
It's an
Much
Amazon,
cheaper than the Apple keyboard.
It's an Amazon-based keyboard, and it also has some built-in keys, media keys. So I have a home key, a search key, a play-pause button, and media controls, because I can control that with this device if I wanted to play music, because audio is also coming out of this device when I wanted to.
So it's Android savvy. Android will respond to those special keystrokes.
I don't know if music's coming out of there, but we'll have to check that in a minute. But it does give you a lot of options.
I could turn it up.
Okay, go for that.
You're busy.
Let's see if this one's going to actually work.
Salmon chatted evening.
What we're going to do is double check this. This is on. Let's turn it on. We're going to wait for it in a second.
Maybe the stranger.
Yeah, there's the keyboard. It's connected. So I'm typing. And you see that there's a repeating key problem. If we go to this screen right now,
bounced.
I want to show you something.
Doesn't
this
have enough keyboard to bounce.
This is very important. You see this repeat here.
Yeah.
In the studio is where I've seen this interference happen the most.
But at home, you don't see that?
No, I don't see that here. It turns out, Father Robert was talking to me about what the difference is between these two Bluetooth keyboards. What Apple does, it changes frequencies frequently. It's trying to bounce around a lot, so it's not going to have as much interference.
Oh,
potentially
think that's interference.
Because when we looked at the Wi-Fi in here and every other thing wireless, it's a mess. But this keyboard's about $25, probably doesn't do
I
as
think
well.
It's a cheap keyboard, but
Ahead. But not an issue when you're actually there's
by the way, the sound is working.
Here we go.
Can you hear the music?
I bothered to mess with the media keys. They work pretty fine. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm messing with this now. You can see the volume's changing right there in the back.
That's cool.
It does work very well. I'm telling you though. If you want a keyboard that's going to handle a crazy environment like Twit, the Apple keyboard surprisingly was very good at handling this. Didn't have anywhere near as much trouble. And if you're noticing, I'm actually switching keyboards back and forth. Apple keyboard, because you can pair up multiple keyboards if you wanted to. Not sure why you'd want to, but you could. Amazon keyboard. So we've got those. Pretty much all set.
There, that was the other keyboard?
I think that was an email I just got.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's kind of PC-like, but I want to do something
good.
A little bit...
I got to tell you, the screen looks gorgeous. I mean, it really is crystal clear.
Oh, yeah. But one
it works great on a TV.
Before we move off the keyboard, it turns out the keyboard's got a whole bunch of keyboard commands. Now, I did not know this was a thing. I started looking it up. Couldn't find anything. So there are a bunch of keyboard shortcuts.
In Android.
So if I hit escape, it lets me go back.
Command B is browser?
Browser. Calendar is Command L. Command D is email, Maps is M, and P was music player. I just found this out by just holding down the command button and just trying everything, and we'll have a list of that available. So if I wanted my player to come up, you could see I have the option of music player or play music. You have these options right at your disposal. So it's kind of neat to find out it's kind of computer-like. But that's not powerful enough for me.
I want more out of this.
I'm going to go into one of my favorite apps. It's called SplashTop. Now, SplashTop, let's see if this works. SplashTop is a lot like, it's a remote desktop kind of device or an application. So I have on my computer at home, I have a SplashTop server running, or streamer is what they call it. And on my machine here, I have the application called SplashTop. This Vostro, this is my desktop PC at home, I'm going to try to connect to it right now. This would be fun. What it should allow me to do is, here we go. I have full access. Where's my mouse? There we go. Gonna hit continue because it shows you all these hints. I have full access to my desktop PC. So if you want to have your PC on you all the time, you could have SplashTop running on your desktop PC at home, access it with the application, and you could actually see it on a much larger screen because trying to navigate...
Looks like you got an error ripping that Blu-ray DVD.
Yeah, that Blu-ray, my Mad Men disc got ripped. It got a little scratched, and I was like, can I rip it to find it? And the error correction isn't working. But if I tried anyway, I could probably...
So that you left when you left home, you left that running, and now you can actually, from your phone, access that and close it or restart the process.
And one of the cool
things, that is nice.
One of the cooler things about this is the SplashTop also moves audio around. So if I wanted to watch something like Hulu here...
You watch it directly from... Your PC?
So I'm going to run Hulu.
Wow.
And I'm going to... You can see there's a second cursor back there.
They put a big mouse so that you could see it better on the small
screen. So this is going to play.
You actually don't need that because we're watching on a big, pretty big screen.
So this is... Yeah, that's the thing. You can have your laptop. We have this preview going. And
look at
that. Should be able to hear audio once this comes
through. It's turned
up
all the way. Don't turn it up anymore.
Good point.
You're going to go deaf. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. I think it's kind of hard to believe.
So what I've got...
So that's on the little screen, but go ahead and show the big screen. There it is. That's the TV.
I'm going to mute this screen here. But the deal is...
Wow, I have that's a full, coming from your house.
Yeah, and I'm watching Flash content on my device, and I get to go anywhere I want to, and that's my PC running at home.
So it's mirroring. That's interesting. It's mirroring what's on the phone on the big screen. Mm-hmm. You don't need an extended desktop.
Trying to navigate this with your hands.
It's a lot easier.
That's why I'm like, okay, this makes a lot more sense when you dock it. But otherwise, you're just kind of,
very cool.
You can pinch and zoom and try to work with that.
And the screen's going to mirror that, the big screen.
It's going to mirror that, and it fully works. I'm a big fan of that. It gives me my PC wherever I want. And again, if I want to just hammer out emails quickly, I have that option. I like seeing things very large.
This is a heck of a lot better than the old visor setup.
It's it's just like it's a dream to actually have this in my pocket.
To reiterate, you need a phone with MHL support.
Right.
If it's a Samsung, you're going to need an adapter cable because they implement MHL a little differently.
Right.
Then a regular MHL adapter. In this case, it's giving us HDMI out. You power it. It needs a little extra power, so you power it with a plug-in USB charger. And they hook it up to an HDMI television set. You're getting full screen, high def content right off your phone.
And the other thing is, by the way, there are other adapters. If you want to have MHL to DVI, you can do that and have the audio output through the headphone jack. You can do other things. So if you're hooking up to a monitor that doesn't have audio, you can do that.
Wow.
And there are also these newer TVs that are MHL capable. You just have an MHL to MHL cable, which is just different than this.
My TV has an MHL adapter. Now, let me ask you, how much did these two cables cost?
Okay, this adapter is about $10 for monoprice, and I believe this other adapter is about, I think it was $8. The MHL one is pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
Right. So that's why I put them together. I didn't get... The Samsung proprietary one was $20 to $30 by itself, and I could only use it with the S3, which I have multiple Android devices, so I'm not going
to... Let me know when you're ready to try it on the HTC One.
Do you want to do the one right now?
No, I don't. We'd have to do it on television.
Okay. Well, let's go to our...
I have no idea it'll work, and I don't want to sabotage your demo.
Well, you do see it works here.
It works here, great.
Let's go to the feedback segment. You know, we don't have a name for this thing. So I'm going to call it the Nameless Feedback Segment because we need a name.
You could just call it the Feedback Segment.
Nah, it's been done.
Okay.
So what I would like you guys to do at some point is if you give us an email at knowhow@twit.tv for the idea. What is your idea for naming this segment? Because we are all over the place. We've got emails. We've got Twitter. We've got Google+. There's over 2,000 people, 2,600 people now. In the community, and we got a great message from a guy named Marco who watched our overclocking episode 40. He said, I would like to share a tip based on episode 40 and overclocking. Many notebook manufacturers like LG, Samsung, and Dell downclock the processor speed for stability. The reduction of the speed range is between 10% and 30%.
Wow.
Fortunately, there's a fix for this. It's called Throttle Stop. You can download it here. He gave us a link, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes. Just run Set Multiplier to Turbo and click on. You'll see a huge difference. And that's the kind of stuff that happens in our Google Plus community. These guys are real great tinkerers. They love putting up information there. Folks are figuring out stuff. That's available at gplus.to/twitkh. And Leo's watching the trailer for Pain Gain.
I'm watching Marky Mark.
So that's how you set up a phone to act as your PC. I'm a big fan of being able to do this because
now that you
totally
know how, let's do it on my phone.
Do it to your phone. Double check if you got MHL though.
This phone does. It's an HTC One.
Go for it.
Now it said in the browser, the launcher, that it might Might adjust and might not. Now, do you have to replug? Wait a minute. No.
Am I not? Because we were switching inputs before? There we go.
Yeah. Wow.
That was instantaneous.
Wow. Bingo. Okay, bingo. Like, let's look at Flipboard. Holy cow.
What's your Betachrome? Oh, yeah. So this is why you want to make sure you, once you bother.
Flipboard doesn't handle that portrait mode.
There are certain applications that stay.
It doesn't know. But my launcher does, and that is pretty amazing. Look at that. The quality is excellent. Oh, I got to go. It's time to do know-how.
Okay, you should go
okay.
do that.
Okay, let's delete that calendar entry right there. Look at that. That was just plugging it in, okay? Pretty amazing.
Piece of cake.
That's without the Samsung adapter because
HTC
did it right.
You compare it to the keyboard, knock yourself
out. So now that you know how to turn your smartphone into a desktop computer, why don't you go out and do it? Good job, Ayaz. Thank you. We'll see you next time on Know-How.
Yeehaw.